fortune. Fortune blind means unfortunate. Instead of saying fortunate, unfortunate, they will say fortunate, fortunate, blind. Because fortune is that vision. In deep, is that vision. So here he will say, you are blind, you don't see. And slowly the darkness is appearing, or the darkness is coming out of you. Yes?
Kakavisti, then, the high seat and the place of honor. Oh, may sticks and straw be withheld from such an ass as you are.
What was that? My English is not that good. Kakavisti, what it means?
It sounds like Latin, I don't know.
Ah. Yeah, it's Latin. It's hiding the stuff because it's not nice, it's not beautiful. It goes like this. The little children, they early in the morning, they wake up and they are hungry normally. So they want something to eat. Some of them, they wake up, but they have peed in their bed. So they have to be shameful and at least not ask for something more and sit down at the top. They will say, you are the one who shit in the bed and now you want more? The simplest example for a child to understand that if you do something bad, you're not supposed to ask for better. This is the guy who has done the worst, right? And now he rejected all of this, so Rumi will go blunt like that, that you shed in your bed and you ask for treatment. That's what it means. Yes.
Be gone. Your children and your wife have become his slaves. Say no more. He, the plaintiff, was dashing stones against his breast with both hands and running up and down in his folly.
Okay, what happened? First was, forget it, right? Second was, give up your properties, belongings that is making you. The third, it's not your wife. He doesn't say your wife. He will say the companion, the next half of you and your children, means that intelligence in you and whatever she produces for you, you have to give them up totally. And yes, the guy will jump. Yes.
The people too began to blame, for they were unaware of the hidden circumstances of his action. How should one that is subject like a straw to sensuality know the oppressor from the oppressed?
This is the point. Remember, we are talking about enrichment, your connection with the others, and to know generally what people do and find it in yourself. Here we say, okay, let's talk about injustice. Which one of you know the difference of justice and injustice? No one does. Because everybody is involved in these old doings and wrongdoings and mistakes and all that. To judge someone, we need a special person. We call it judge, remember? And there are so many qualifications for that fellow to be the judge. Look at yourself. You are the judge when it comes to you. With the best attitude of forgiveness. You never punish yourself. You reward yourself even when there are wrongdoing. So, let's talk about justice and injustice. Yes?
He that cuts off the head of his wicked self, he finds the way to the oppressor. from the oppressed.
Uh-huh. The first point for qualification here to be the judge is to get rid of your ego. Because when we say judgment, means what? Huh, judgment doesn't mean that do what you think is the best. Judgment is not do what is usually done. None of this. Judgment is to try to find the truth. That's the judgment, right? And to find the truth, you need your heart, not your brain. Yes?
Otherwise, that oppressor, which is the fleshy soul within, by frenzy is the adversary of every oppressed person.
Guess what that word was?
Nafs.
Nafs. Good. The sinner is the nafs from inside. We never forget that. Right? We talked about it in book one, we explained the basic of it. Book two explained it completely, that there is only one problem facing me. Me! The universe is not a problem. I am the problem for me. Being selfish, because I still am the animal as well. That's how it goes. So here we say, listen, if you want to judge, you should be a good judge. Good judge is the guy who has no ego. Because the one who has ego is what? That the ego is the enemy of all the fellows who has received some injustice, something like that. Your ego is the enemy of the others. Remember the first feeling you have? Jealousy. We talked about it, book one. Do you remember he said, this is the strongest barrier, the jealousy. Why? Because when you're jealous, you don't appreciate the beauty in the hand of the people. You want it to be yours only. That's how you become the enemy of the people and the beauty, because you could easily ruin a beauty which is not yours. All of that we talked about here, he brings it to justice. I'll say, knowing who is just, who is unjust, needs the elimination of the ego. Yes?
A dog always attacks the poor, so far as it can. It inflicts wounds upon the poor.
Mm. No. Is it true? You know that? The dog? Uh-huh. Nowadays, there is no dog. There is this creature, I don't know, something. But the real dog? Yes, you have a real dog, the people will come and go. Only the poor will be attacked by the dog. Why? Because they have fear. And the dog will feel it, that's simple. Have you seen these series that the guy will, these teachers, these trainers of the dog? They talk to the dog, the dog will sit down because they are confident. If you're confused, if you're a little bit frightened, you don't know what to do, and all of that, you could hide it from me, but not from the dog. Because that's his nature. Okay? So, here we say, look at it. The dog, which is the ego. Remember, four animals are here. The dog will attack the poor. Look at you. Whenever you find someone not very powerful, you try to take over. If there is some strong fellow, you step back. That's the dog of ego, is punishing the poor people. Yes.
No, that lions feel shame, not dogs, because he, the lion, does not prey on his neighbors.
You know that this is not true at all. The lion is not like the dog. What we are talking about our stories. In our story, that's the king. Here, he would point out something very precise. He doesn't say, okay, he's a good, he's a no. He's a lion. And out of blue comes this, that the lion doesn't steal from the neighbors. Just to explain it to you, that look at you. Your ego is trying to cheat everyone, especially the people close to you. Yes?
The mob, which slays the oppressed and worships the oppressor, their dogs sprang forth from ambush towards David. That party turned their faces to David, saying, O chosen prophet, who has compassion on us, this is unworthy of thee, for this is a manifest injustice. Thou hast abased an innocent man for nothing.
What was that? Look at the paragraph again. In this paragraph, at the beginning, okay, David is talking to the guy. That's half of the paragraph. The other half is what other people are thinking. Means that common sense stuff, right? And everybody disagrees with David. Yesterday, everybody agreed with him. Not because he's David, because they are the same people. Everybody is the same. So, they try to face it in a different way, right? This is where the teaching of David will come out. Yes.
How David, on whom be peace, resolved to summon the people to a certain plain in order that he might disclose the mystery and make an end of all arguments. He said, O friends, the time has come that his hidden secret should be displayed. Arise, all of you, that we may go forth, so that we may become acquainted with that hidden secret. In such a plain, there is a huge tree, its boughs dense and numerous and curved. Its tent and tent pegs are very firm. From its roots, the smell of blood is coming to me. Murder has been done at the bottom of that goodly tree. This man of sinister fortune has killed his master.
Okay. We hear the explanation, right? David brought it all out. How? First of all, he said, let's go out so that secret will come out. We have to go out of our place. Come outside. Where? Where is the judgment ceremony happening? There is a lovely tree, remember? There is a lovely tree which is the end of the paradise. There is this lovely tree. We saw this lovely tree. We saw seven of them becoming one, becoming that Khuda. Life itself. Life itself is out there. So let's go out to see the life itself. And under the roof of life, I smell blood. Because life is like this. Living creatures, they kill living creatures and eat them, right? The blood is there. But here, let's go and find out about this occasion, because this is the secret. This is something that God covered it up to this point. Why? Because of that tenderness we talked about, to give that guy another chance, another chance, another chance. But at the end, this is how it is, and David will bring it out. and we'll explain it. Yes?